It's sure. been 3 years since you guys have lost two straight. Is Coach any different, more intense this week than other weeks? What's it been like?
You know, the sense of urgency has always been there. Obviously, it's a little bit more now. We feel like we need to win now, and it's a good team, you know, in the Buffalo Bills, so we get to go out there and play well.
Jerron, I know you are focused on Buffalo, but I do want to ask you one thing about the officials. Was the thing about the replacement refs more the inconsistency in terms of what you guys could expect than anything else?
I mean, no matter who's out there making the calls, there's going to be some issues. So, you know, like I said earlier, we're just not really focused on that. I know what you're trying to get, but, you know, we're just focused on the Bills right now.
Aren't you happy that there's never going to be another bad call?
I wish.
Talk about Ryan Fitzpatrick and the offense you're going to be facing.
Yeah, you know, these guys are very explosive. They have a lot of players. You know, the running backs are great. You know, they'll be there, I'm sure. They have great wide receivers, great tight ends. So it'll be a great challenge for us.
What does that offensive line do that allows them to have such success?
They have a great scheme, you know. They do a lot of zone runs. They have pullers. They have athletic guys up front. And they pose a threat to us.
In that same vein, is that one of the reasons why, you know, whoever they seem to put back there, running back, seems to help?
Yeah, you know what? They are very dangerous. And, you know, Fred Jackson's a great player. Spiller has that speed. So they open holes up for those guys.
Is that one of the crazier atmospheres you play in the NFL?
Yeah, it gets rowdy out there. So getting off to a good start is going to be huge for us.
Troy, can you talk about playing with confidence versus when your confidence is down, how it just impacts you or any player in the NFL?
Yeah, you know, the thing about confidence, I think it's game to game, obviously. And, you know, however the game starts, you want to build confidence throughout the game and end it, you know, obviously on a high note. So we just take it game to game.
Ryan Fitzpatrick is considered by many one of the smartest guys in the NFL because he's a quarterback and went to Harvard.
Oh, he went to Harvard. Yeah, he is a smart guy. He's very cerebral. You know, he makes a lot of good reads.
Who's the smartest guy on this team? And I'm not talking football smart. I mean just life smart. Smart.
Life smart?
Yeah.
Or like, you know, book smart?
Yeah.
Or street smart? They're different. They are very different.
Okay, let's go street smart.
Street smart. Smartest guy. Man, that's hard. Probably, it's hard. We have a lot of street smart guys on this team. Book smart, I'd probably say Zoltan Mesko. He's a smart guy.
Does he read thick books?
Huge books, like phone books, but smart guy. Thanks, guys. Okay.